Hey, good afternoon. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses. My guest today is Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie. Katie, so great to connect with you again. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
The last time we spoke was in 2020 after you released your last record, St. Cloud. We did what we like to call a home studio session. St. Cloud actually came in at number 2 on our listeners poll for our top 100 albums of that year. It was number 1 on my personal list. Now you've released the follow-up record, Tiger's Blood. I sort of view this album as a companion to St. Cloud. Can you talk about how you view this record and sonically what you were aiming to do when you went back into the studio for this one?
Growing up, like, in Alabama, obviously country music was a huge part of my musical foundation, I would say. And a lot of, especially sort of like pop country of that time period, which would have been the 90s, that melodic approach, I feel like, is just foundational in my songwriting. Just like, let's find like big, fun melodies. Like, that's always been something that I've chased. And in my 20s, when I was making albums like Cerulean Salt and sort of all of those albums, I was just so like entrenched in the sort of punk and indie world, and I just wanted to make everything like weird, and I wanted to surprise the listeners. I wanted to take my poppy melodies and like scuff them up quite a bit. And then I started working with Brad Cook on the Great Thunder EP, and you know, his whole approach with me was just like, let's elevate these melodies. Let's take these great poppy melodies and let's do everything we can to just support them all the way. And we don't need to scuff them up. Let's shine them up, you know? Like, that's kind of been more the approach. And it just, my music, when you do kind of polish it up, it just sounds country. Even if it's not entirely country, it just sounds country because of where I grew up and what the sort of like foundation of it all is. For me, the way I look at it is like, I zoom all the way out, and I kind of look at everything after St. Cloud and before St. Cloud. I feel like St. Cloud was an album that really pivoted me into a new direction that I'm just not done with. I'm really curious what my next one will be like, and I loop in the Plains record into all of that as well, because that record was also made with the same producer, Brad Cook, and with a lot of the same kind of ethos, and sonically with a lot of the same influences and things like that. Just all, the whole approach was really similar too. So yeah, it's almost like a new chapter, and who's to say, it could be the rest of my career that this chapter is going on. I really don't know. But I feel like there's everything that happened before St. Cloud, and then there's the new sort of post-St. Cloud era of my career.
We're speaking with Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie on WNRN. We're talking about the new album, Tiger's Blood. Let's hear a live version of a song from the record that we've enjoyed spinning here on WNRN, Right Back to It. Recorded at the National in Richmond on April 28th of this year. Waxahachie, live on WNRN.
Chance I'm going to dinner bowls that I begging for peace and love. Get ahead of myself.
Recorded live at the National in Richmond on April 28th, Waxahachie with Right Back to It on WNRN. It's off the new album, Tiger's Blood. Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie is our guest today. Katie, your last record, St. Cloud, featured Bonnie Doon as your backing band, and I got the chance to connect with them at South by Southwest last year. Who did you select to play with you on Tiger's Blood, and how did you go about that process?
When I made St. Cloud, I was like, Bonnie Doon is my favorite contemporary band right now. I really love what they're doing, and they were also very good friends of mine, and I had jammed with them a little, and I was like, if we take my songs and we sort of take elements of their sound and we mix that up, what's that going to sound like? And that really is the St. Cloud sound. With this album, my favorite musician of that moment when I was trying to figure out what do I want this record to be like, it is MJ Linderman. I wanted to take a similar approach, and that was kind of the idea. It was like, let's get him in the room and see kind of what happens. So that's kind of how it all started. And then we built out the band from there. You know, obviously Brad plays on all my records. And so we had Brad and his brother Phil Cook, who had also played on the Plains record. And on drums, we have Spencer Tweedy, who had also played on the Plains record and who I had just been really wanting to collaborate with again. Like, he's one of my favorite drummers, and he also just energetically is so, like, great in the room.
We're speaking with Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie on WNRN. Katie, I read a quote in the Rolling Stone interview you did where you said that once you created Tiger's Blood, you didn't listen to it for a while afterwards because you knew you were going to have to live with it for the next few years. I'm curious about how this aspect of the tour cycle and the press cycle impacts you creatively. Does that idea of living in the songs throughout the cycle factor into your creative process when you're recording? Even if you think the song might resonate with the audience, do you ever nix a song because you think it has a burn factor for you?
As we age, we become so much more self-aware. I think now I really understand that intimately. Whereas when I was younger, there would be moments where I would burn so hot about some drama in my life and write this like scathing or really intense song. And then 2 years later, I'd be playing that song and I would be like, I don't care about this anymore. This isn't really true to my experience today. I've moved on from whatever it is that was making me so upset. So I think now I'm considering that as I'm writing. When I was younger, I wrote almost defensively for myself. It was like much to my sort of like chagrin to like write for anyone else or for the audience. I was like, I don't care if the listener understands what I'm saying or not. It's true to me. And now I've found, like, again, as I've like had way more experience under my belt, I understand that there is a way to marry that. And in fact, on this record, I was considering the listener the whole time I was writing, of like, how do I take my hyper specific experience and write it in this poetic way that will, you know, become applicable to really anyone's situation as long as like the core emotion is the same. And so, yeah, I was really, really thinking about that quite a bit as I was writing Tiger's Blood.
Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie live on WNRN. Let's hear another live version of a track from Tiger's Blood, recorded at the National in Richmond on April 28th. Waxahachie with Bored on WNRN.
Watch for the falling tide, make an exit on the slide.
Recorded live at the National in Richmond on April 28th, Waxahachie with Board on WNRN. We're speaking with Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie. Katie, I want to talk about the lyrical wordplay that you come up with. Board is a perfect example of what I'm talking about, the way that your lyrics sort of roll off the tongue. It is like poetry. Can you give us some insight into your process here?
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I really, on one hand, I've walked deep into the cave that is like my lyrical style. So it's kind of like that. It's all darkness. I can't see the light anymore. It's this like natural sort of process that is, I am kind of like spelling out or like counting syllables and thinking about my rhyme scheme and like the rhythm of it all. It's all being thought about, but it also is so subconscious. A lot of the time when I'm writing songs, I'm playing the simplest chord structure. So where it all kind of comes together is the sort of top line and the like really rhythmic ideas. So then when I get those really rhythmic vocal melodies, I'm like, okay, the rhyme scheme sort of is coming really natural. It actually, when I finally kind of get going with it, doesn't tend to take me super long, but it's getting going and getting like really kind of like sure about the sounds I want to make, the vowel sounds, the rhymes, the rhythm. Like once I get all that kind of figured out, the lyrics usually come somewhat quickly, but that takes a while.
Throughout our conversation, we've touched on your work with Jess Williamson. You all released a collaborative record as Plains. It broke the top 50 of our favorite albums of 2022 in our listener poll, but you and Jess have said this was just a one-off project. Can you talk about how that project came together and what it was like working with another songwriter?
Yeah, it was just sort of like a COVID project, you know. I think all of us musicians couldn't tour, and Jess and I had both released records in 2020, and in our own ways had sort of had those album cycles feel a little stunted by not being able to go out and play the songs. So, and we were just friends, so we were kind of like throwing some songs around, and it just came together like slowly but surely. And I think because we're both, you know, pretty serious about our solo careers, and also like I have an overactive kind of like creative brain sometimes, so I have so many different like little projects I want to do. I think it felt the best to me to just be like, we're gonna just do this one thing, we're gonna do one tour, and then we're gonna move on. But yeah, it was really fun, and it was a really great, like, it was a great experiment as a songwriter.
We're gonna go out with one more song, and we'll make it a plain song. Katie, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with WNRN today.
Thank you so much.
Recorded live at the National in Richmond on April 28th, Waxahachie performing the Plains song Problem With It on WNRN.